Well, we are a church family, and this morning we have eight who are going to be coming forward for church membership. So why do we have formal church membership? Well, our hope is that as elders, church membership is a tool that does two primary things, that it promotes unity in the body, and we would hope that church membership would protect each one of us in our church family. How it does that is by actually removing assumptions that might exist between members in this church about what the leadership of this church believes and what the leadership of this church teaches regarding how we should live with one another in light of God's word. We want to take away assumptions that should not be there. And formal church membership helps us to positively set out in front of everyone at Grace Bible Church what are the key biblical convictions we have, what is our church's doctrine, and what is the gospel of Jesus Christ that we all trust in that you just heard, and how do we think we should live with one another as believers in Jesus Christ? So if a believer in this section over here is becoming a member today, and they see that over here in this section that there's another believer who became a member 5 years ago, but they both went through the same membership process, then this believer over here who's becoming a member today, who doesn't even know this member over here, can have assurance that, oh, they heard the same thing. We align ourselves with the same doctrine. We want to align our lives with the living that this church says, the Bible says that we should live. And so this promotes unity in the body, and it protects members within the body. And our membership classes that we have and our elder interviews that we do with those who want to go forward with membership serve to accomplish these things, we hope. And so this is also a tremendous help for our elders because it helps us to know as shepherds who are the sheep that we are supposed to care for at Grace Bible Church. And so each of the eight who are coming forward this morning have completed our membership classes. They've each had an elder interview. Each one of them has testified to their faith and repentance toward Jesus Christ and that they're trusting in him alone and not in any good works to be saved. Each one of them desires to align their Christian living with the doctrine and the living of this church according to the scriptures, and the elders unanimously recommend each of these eight for membership here at Grace Bible Church. So all that is left for us to do this morning with them is to have them come up front and have all of our membership stand, and we'll read our church covenant together. So what is our church covenant? Our church covenant is really just a summary of how the gospel says that we should view each other as a family and how we should live with one another as a family in gospel unity. And so in standing up and reading it aloud together, it allows us to kind of renew our commitment to each other as a church family. And reading it out loud together gives us an opportunity, as we all stand, who are members, it gives us an opportunity to visibly express our membership. Otherwise, you might not know who are members in this church, and so it's an opportunity for us to visibly express that. And our heart in doing that is to not make anybody who doesn't stand, who's not a member yet, feel awkward or feel guilty or feel pressured, because we know that not everybody is at the same place. And in regards to church membership and their involvement here at Grace Bible Church, and that is A-okay. Rather, what our heart is just to allow our current members to stand up and to affirm their unity with these new ones who will be standing up front here in just a moment. If you have any questions about what we're doing today and what church membership is, we'd love to have you come talk to the elders. You can ask questions, you can express concerns, whatever. And if you're interested in maybe signing up for the church membership classes, you can tear off that bottom part of the bulletin and put that in one of the giving boxes in the back, or you can email the office, you can tell any one of us, because we always do membership classes twice a year, but if we had many who wanted to go forward with membership again soon, we would do those classes sooner than later, and so we want to make those available for you.